Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank for the week of Monday, January 30th, 2012. Hi, everybody. How are you? On this episode, I interview comedian Mike Racine. He's visiting from New York. So he came over for a minute. He was just doing spots in town. So he came over, and we drank some beers. And we talked about, he had this autistic brother, but he was, like, severely autistic. So we talked about that, what it was like growing up, having him in the house. Mike didn't know fuck all about the causes of autism or anything like that, or any studies based on him. He just knows what it's like growing up with one. So it was fun. We met at the Montreal Comedy Festival this year. He was there. He was really funny. But he was in New York, so while he was here, from New York to LA, I'm sorry, I'm super fucking high, and I've tried to record this like 19 times, and I can't get it done. So this is the last try. This is going. Anyway, it's a good episode. It's fun. In terms of stand-up, I'm in Minneapolis right now, actually. I just finished my week there at House of Comedy. It was at the Mall of America, but surprisingly, it was still fucking good. I had a lot of fans come out. I really appreciate it. You got everyone who came out. I really do appreciate it. You have no idea how much better it makes the experience of doing stand-up when you get like at least 20% of people who know me in the audience. Like if you listen to this, you get it a little bit, right? It's like just as long as you get it, you're just normal. Then it's fine. Then if I can get like dark here or there. Then, like, those 20% to 30% or 40%, whatever it is, of people who, like, know who I am, just let the others know. Like, you can let your guard down. Nobody's going to blame you for letting that first laugh out. Anyway, it was just way more fun. I had my hunt for edibles here for one day, but then I got pinched by the – I didn't take into account that this mall has its own police force. So they found this trail of – evidence, I guess. Whatever. Anyway, nothing happened. I ended up getting off. They were going to try to let me not go on Friday. But mall security. But Rick Bronson, the guy who owns the place, is a comedian. And he just screamed in mall security until they were like, all right, fine, he'll go on. So they let me out like 10 minutes before I had to go on. But it was so fun. It's just so much better when my crowd comes out. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Also, in terms of future stand-up, I'll be in Maryland, in Easton. That's in, like, the eastern seaboard of Maryland, I think. I'll be there March 15th. I think it's a Thursday or a Wednesday. But totally come out. If you're around there, come out. They have a bunch of cameras set up, so I might end up trying to tape a DVD there because my CD did not come out. Rooftop just didn't get there, and we didn't get a good recording. Very annoying. But anyway, I want to tape somewhere. So if there's a lot of people there, I'll totally tape there. And if it goes well, then that's what I'll use. I got to get something down. I'm writing new stuff. So if you live in Easton or around there, I don't know, Philadelphia, is that close to there? Or if you have friends that live out there, tell them to come out. March 15th, the Avalon Theater. Go to avalontheater.com. And it's Avalon Theater, like the theatre. They spell it the fancy way because they're a fancy place. Theatre. Is that English? I don't even know what it is. T-R-E. Whatever. Anyway, thank you guys very much for tuning in. It was cool meeting a lot of you this weekend in Minneapolis. I'll have a bunch of dates coming up. Go to my website for extra details and all the clips you see from this episode. Subscribe on iTunes. Go to Stitcher. You can get us there or on my website. Thank you. Enjoy. Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, number 44 or 40 or 45. I forget. 44 or 45. Autistic Brother with Mike Racine. How are you? Mike Racine. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. This is Mike Racine.
Yeah, I don't have a great beginning. I already do the beginning earlier.
It's all right.
So it's weird. You're visiting from New York. Why are you here?
I'm just doing a couple shows. I'm doing three shows. And
are you a big alternative comic? Is that your deal?
What?
You don't have the accent for an alternative comedy.
I'm not an alternative comic.
Are you doing UCB?
What's an alternative comic?
The people who perform at the UCB on Tuesdays.
I can do any room.
Oh.
That's, I think so.
Yeah. That accent. There's no alternative comics that thick. What is that, Brooklyn? What is it?
It's like South Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
No, because Brooklyn is more, yes, it's like Philly, South Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guido.
Yeah.
Big J has that, and fucking Kurt sort of has that when he gets, like, when he's talking. Like,
and they're from Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole region of fucking people who like to fight.
Yeah.
Have that accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, welcome to LA.
So, thanks.
But the tour, what are the tours you're doing? It's Comedy Death Ray. That's the big alternative show
I didn't,
in LA.
Yeah, I didn't get on that one.
That was tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No.
Were you supposed to?
I don't know. I guess my manager's supposed to take care of that, and he's a shithead.
Who's your manager?
Brian Baldinger.
Oh, that's who I stay with in New York. It's hard.
He couldn't even get me on. It's not even called Death Ray anymore. It's called like Bang Bang or something.
Comedy Bang Bang?
Yeah.
I haven't been there in too long.
No, tonight I sat at a fucking Starbucks for 4 hours waiting for my girlfriend's aunt to pick me up because I didn't rent a car out here.
Yeah.
And then we went out to dinner, and then we drove back to her house, and she gave me a car.
That's nice.
Your girlfriend's aunt? I fucked the shit out of her.
Are they aunt? Yeah. Get in that puss.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk to you today about your brother.
Oh, my tarred brother.
Your tarred brother. Yes.
He's a
you
bit
grew up
tarred.
With an autistic brother?
Yeah.
Was he older brother or younger brother?
He's younger.
By how many years?
4 years.
Okay.
He was just named a homecoming king at his school.
Oh, out of pity?
Probably.
God, it has to be out of pity,
it's
right?
It's got
to
be out of... Yeah. They probably just threw a dart and whatever kid it hit.
There's this...
he was the homecoming king.
Semi-retards were there?
I don't know.
I call all those people retards. Like the cerebral palsy kids.
Yeah.
Like anyone who's not retarded is just like, you're in that group.
Right.
It's like...
But cerebral palsy, their brains work.
Their brains are completely fine, but they still get the retard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just because if you're going to walk like that, that's what you get.
You're a retard.
You get the tag. I know you're not one.
Shut up, retard.
Yeah.
I watched... You know what's... I went to my brother's school one time, and they did a production of Guys and Dolls. My brother had this really...
Did your brother go to special school?
Yeah. And
how was that?
And my mom works at the school, and she made us go. And he's got this very ambitious theater teacher named Mr. Rosen, this like little Jewish effeminate guy.
Yeah.
And he made these fucking kids do a 3-hour production of Guys and Dolls.
What? They can't even sit still
and
for 3 hours.
And they did the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they just did the whole show, and there were like teachers like off to the side like reading lines for the kids, like fishing them lines because they would forget. And
really?
And my brother was in the chorus.
They were, like, lying constantly, like
constantly. and the teachers, and there would be like some fat lady in a sweatshirt off to the side going, "It's okay. I never met a gambler who I yeah."
This I remember.
What are we watching?
I've had this bookmarked on my web, whatever browser for like years. Values.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about... I remember seeing a video for, like, they nominated some retarded girl, prom queen.
For prom queen.
Remember that commercial?
Yes.
It was a commercial on...
And the worst... It's so condescending because they do, like, the reveal. Like, they step away and they're like, "Oh, it's a retarded kid."
Yeah.
You can tell they're just, like, patting themselves on the back.
Yeah. Like, we did it. You know, we're all better than other people.
The foundation for a better... Yeah.
Pinata, man, they got a lot of videos.
For a better life.
I don't. It must be a Christian
look,
related.
And it's a retard.
Yeah, look at us.
Congratulations, us.
Where's they don't have it, huh?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, maybe you're
just
right.
Just go to YouTube.
Okay. YouTube.
I know.
Okay,
it's very...
So now, what a lot of people know about autism. Well, a lot of people don't know anything about autism.
I don't know much about autism either.
Really?
Yeah, I just know that my brother has it, and it ruined my childhood.
All I know is Jenny McCarthy, that fucking cunt Jenny McCarthy, was going on with no medical expertise at all. Was just telling everybody that
she needed money.
No. Well, she wrote a book about it, but because her son was autistic.
Yeah.
But she said it's those what do you get when you're born? Those things that they say cause autism.
Mercury.
Well, whatever shots.
Vaccinations.
They have. Vaccinations. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what happened was they thought it was mercury in the vaccinations, and they took mercury out of the vaccinations, and autism still went up.
Yeah.
And I'm just repeating something
out,
I heard.
By the way, it came out later.
Her
son didn't even have autism.
Oh, really?
And all these doctors were like, first of all, she's wrong.
Yeah.
And second of all, you need to get your kids vaccinated.
Yeah.
You're going to bring polio back.
Right.
Do not listen to some girl who's singled out.
Your kid's just stupid like you.
She doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
prom queen, and let's where should go. It's retard.
Just do no. Yeah, retard.
That might.
No, Foundation for a Better Life.
Oh, okay. That's a good
and they
idea.
Go the second place winner and the yeah and then she's like waving.
So okay, you don't really know much about autism for real.
No, because I know that my brother has it, but I don't. I can tell you about him and what it's like, but I don't know about. I didn't like research it or anything.
Did your parents not teach you about it and stuff?
I guess they tried, but well, I don't need to know that stuff.
That's fair.
You know?
That's fair. So,
like, because people
high
be like,
"Was he or how bad?" Was
see,
he?
I don't even know what the spectrum is. I just know that he can repeat certain words and phrases, and he can, he can say a few sentences. But so I think he's lower functioning.
Prom Queen Foundation for a Better Life didn't do anything, so I put retard in. And it still
but it's not going to show up with the
it would
word
have
retard.
To be someone. It would have to be somebody who's doing a fake commercial for it. I'm just going.
No, you can
retard.
Find the commercial on there.
It wasn't on the first page.
Ari's looking for a commercial. Just
I'll
okay.
Put retard commercial.
You need to eliminate the word retard.
If somebody uploaded this as a joke, then they'll definitely have used the
no,
word.
No, it
retard.
Wasn't a joke. It was a real commercial.
I know that originally. High school prom? No, none of these. Did I put commercial in there?
No.
Okay, I'm taking out.
I'm telling you, Foundation for a Better Life.
I did that.
Prom queen. Do it again.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Foundation for a Better Life commercial. Which one of these?
Just do that one and see what comes up.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be there. So,
truck stop.
What's a truck stop?
It's where it's where a retard blows.
Someone was gonna rape somebody, and they're like, "No, come on, you guys, don't rape today." All right, I'm not gonna find it. I'll find it later. I don't know where
it is. Just try Foundation for a Better Life prom queen.
Okay, last try. Prom or homecoming? Maybe they only gave her homecoming
queen. Oh, maybe it was homecoming.
Because no one would give that up, right? No one's giving up prom queen. They can give a homecoming queen.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Prom is when it gets real.
Yeah. That's
homecoming, because that's what you do. When you want to be prom queen, you give the retarded girl.
It ain't here.
You let the retarded girl be homecoming queen. Okay.
Shut that dog up. No, it's not here. Okay. Let's... Oh, those Mexicans are killing that dog.
Who?
The Mexicans outside.
Oh. My girlfriend and I go to relationship counseling, and there's a dog walker.
Really?
Yeah. And it's out of this lady's apartment, and there's a dog walker that lives next door. And, like, one time we were just in the middle of something, and then, like, these dogs start barking. We hear, "Get in there, motherfuckers!"
Oh. I feel like New York is a place where people mistreat their dogs more than anybody.
Yeah, I think so. And she goes, "Sorry, there's a dog walker that lives next to us. Go ahead."
Jesus. Okay, let me ask some questions about this. So he was low-functioning?
He's lower function,
which means like how like do an impression of him or something. like how you know.
All right, okay. Here we go. Impression of him. He like makes noises, and you can have a conversation with him on the phone. You go, "Hey, Alex," and he goes, "Hi," and you go, "What's up?" And he goes, "Nothing much." But I taught him all that stuff.
Okay,
and then you go, "All right, bye," or you go, "See you later," and he'll go, "See you later." Like he repeats stuff that you say. And he can say like "I want to go home" or "I want to go to bed." He'll just go bed, but that's the extent of his communication.
His expression,
yeah.
Can he express himself on computer or anything else? I know they've done some studies in terms of like
where they can talk through a
yeah.
Thing.
I know the, like the Ouija board thing they did,
like,
but
not,
that was disproven. They
yeah,
were
he's
like
not smart
it's
enough.
It's always
for that.
Because they had somebody in the room with them.
Oh, really?
If they don't have somebody in the room with them, they can't do it. Because the person is helping lead their hands. Because it's people's hands aren't steady enough.
No.
But these people end up leading them with subconsciously or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, they say, "Take that out and put somebody else in who doesn't know anything about them."
Uh-huh.
And they can't do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some people, some of them can like communicate with a computer or whatever. Yeah. But he does.
My ex used to take care of him. Used to take care of autistic kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and she was in charge of trying to get him to like be...
she was a behavioral therapist. She was trying to get him to like become normalized.
Yeah.
They're like, look, this is your life. You're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And the early, I know the earlier you catch
But they were higher functioning or lower?
It was
what?
A range of like lower functioning to super high functioning.
Yeah.
She could get some of them to the point where it was like fine.
Yeah.
He's not what?
He's not so high functioning that he's like a savant in something. Because people have asked me that. They've been like,
yeah.
Like, I had a friend come over
that's
once.
One of the
like,
that's one of the cool fucking.
And I missed out on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I had a friend come over once and he was like, oh, I bet he's really good at puzzles. I bet if we gave him a puzzle, he could do it in like five minutes. And he like,
he just
doesn't
can't.
Do. No. So that's, and people ask me, they're like, well, is he really talented in one area? And I'm like,
how old was he when they diagnosed him?
He was two. And what's funny is like, I remember.
That's pretty young. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But he wasn't, I don't think he was born with autism.
You think it developed autism?
I think it developed.
Based on
something
what?
Happened because he was a baby and he was like, I remember him as a baby being able to say things like mom and dad, like he spoke.
And then he no longer could?
And then he couldn't speak anymore.
How do you develop autism? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to get autism.
No, but I think you're okay. I think you're fine.
What do you, I mean,
but
how did he get it?
Maybe that's why it's, maybe that's why it's the vaccinations.
I think they think nobody really knows that much about it.
I should have researched this before I came over here.
But well, you don't have to know. We're not, it's not about autism. It's about growing up with an autistic son.
Okay.
Brother.
Okay.
So, like, did
I can tell you what it feels like to hit one of them.
Did you hit him a lot?
I hit him once.
Yeah.
And he just looked at, like, I still remember the look he gave me. He was like, he just looked up at me like, you're a fucking monster. How could you? and I felt so bad. I was probably like 13 or, yeah. You know, and I felt so bad. I like went and told my mom and I was like, I just hit Alex in the back of the head.
No punishment necessary.
Yeah, I was like, do with me what you want. And she was like, how could you do that? I was like, I don't know. But I couldn't. Like,
I knew these two brothers, and the younger brother had.
You have two brothers?
No, I knew these two brothers who my ex was taking care of. Yeah. Well, she was taking care of one of the brothers, the autistic one.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger brother, he was like 6, 7, and the older brother was like 9.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that much of a pronounced difference at that point. And he just always said, you're faking. I know he's faking.
Oh, really?
Because he would see him in some moments, and he was like, hi, or play games. And he was like, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But then all his parents would say, like, leave him alone, he's special. And the kid was so upset about it after a while. He was like, fuck this.
Oh, he was
nothing
talking
wrong
about
with
his
that
brother?
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But I had to pull him over one day, and I was like, hey, listen, I know you don't know me that well, but you're going to regret this so hard one day.
Yeah.
Every time you say he's faking, it's going to be a little bit more that you're going to regret.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he knew the word regret.
But what if he ended up faking it?
He didn't fake it. He was super autistic.
Okay.
I met him once, and then like a year and a half later, I met him again. He goes, hi, I'm Shafia. Like, knew my name. As soon as I came to the door, nobody knew I was coming.
Uh-huh.
He could tell you directions really well. He had some of those savant stuff, but couldn't do other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Must be annoying shit. Did you feel like a lack of your parents' love?
Yeah, but of course.
I guess everyone sort of feels like that, right?
Yeah. Well,
do you have any other brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have a younger brother and a younger sister. I'm the oldest, so it was like they kind of just like pushed me aside.
What do you mean?
Because I was the oldest.
Oh, the younger siblings pushed you aside.
Like, have you ever waited tables before?
For like a day.
Like, sometimes when you get really busy and you have like a bunch of tables, you have to ignore.
In the weeds, they call it.
When you're in the weeds, which my parents were, you have to ignore one table.
Oh.
And I was like the one that they ignored. I was like the was like the people that they didn't.
Can I just extend the metaphor?
Yeah.
You were the black table.
I was the black table.
You were like,
who's
not
going to tip you anyway? Yeah. And you're just like, I guess they didn't see if, you know,
you got to make an educated decision.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was like, I like pick my nose a lot. So they were like, all right, he'll be fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That makes sense.
I had no promise.
So,
but a lot of times you feel like it's just, I mean, my parents didn't neglect me or anything, but a lot, when you grow up that way, you kind of feel like your needs aren't as important.
Yeah, I bet.
And they don't say that. They never say like, hey, you need to do this, but it's just a thing where you have to put your own stuff aside to like raise a stupid kid. Help them raise this kid.
God, it must suck. My friend got pregnant.
Yeah.
She went to like an artificial insemination.
Oh, okay.
Cuz she was like, you know, it's time. She was in her late 30s and said, fuck it. She's doing well financially.
Yeah.
And but she was worried that since it's late, it might be retarded. And I was like, please tell me you'll kill it if it's retarded.
Yeah.
And she was like, yes, I will. I'm like, thank God.
Yeah.
Don't be one of those people that are like, no, we're going to make do. It's like, start over.
Yeah.
A life equals another life. Just start over.
Right.
It's a world of pain.
Yeah.
Your parents must have been
That's why I don't really want kids.
Shit. What?
That's why I don't really want kids.
So much pain, right?
It's just, what if one comes out?
What if one's retarded?
There's a 1 in 4 chance that one's going to be autistic.
That's what she had. 1 in 4, one chance of retardation.
Yeah.
There's a 1 in 4 chance of autism? No.
No, but I'm saying, like, there's 4 kids in my family, so one of us.
They say it might be genetic, right?
I don't know. Maybe. My parents
are dumb.
You
don't know
shit about it. I don't. But why would I?
Did you grow up
why
poor?
Would I, yeah, I think so.
That's it.
But why would I need to know anything? I just know that.
Why would you need to know anything about the malady that's affecting your brother?
Yeah, that's a good point. But I don't know the specifics of it.
Did you get mad at them for like showing your brother more attention, or was it just? I don't know. What was it like? Do you remember?
Not really. It was like whatever. I mean, I was also very close with him. You know, I was closer with him than my other siblings.
Why?
So
you think?
I don't know. I just always liked him a lot. Like, he's a lot of fun. Like sometimes he laughs a lot. Like when he thinks something's really funny.
He's an easier audience.
Yeah. And he can be like really like I had this Dr. Hibbert action figure from The Simpsons.
Yeah. Keep
and
talking.
It would talk. It would do Dr. Hibbert's laugh. And he thought that was like the funniest thing, and he would like laugh really hard. So that was cool. What?
They're so like pure and innocent that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's just like, yeah, they just think things are funny. You want another one?
Yeah, sure.
They think things are funny and it's like, fuck it. Like, I'll just laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one kid was super fun. She had, where are you going?
Oh, right,
that was for you. Okay. I have one.
Thanks.
Did he piss his pants or anything? Was it anything like unmanageable?
No, but sometimes my parents would go out of town, and my other brother and I would fight over who would have to wipe his ass.
Oh.
And we...
He couldn't do it. He couldn't wipe his ass.
I think he can
now. At what
age? I think he can now. But when he was like 15, he couldn't wipe his own ass. And we would fight over who would have to do it. And this is why I get... Because I talk about him on stage sometimes.
Yeah.
And this is why I get... Sometimes I... Like, when I do these
jokes... What's his
name?
Please tell me it's not...
Alex.
Okay.
Why?
I didn't want there to be any...
Mongo.
Yeah. Something like that. Just cool. Something I could shorten...
Skeletor.
Mongoloid or quirky in any way.
No.
I'm glad that's not... Okay, cool.
And now Alex is like a very not retarded name, which is kind of...
Yeah. Alex B. Keaton, though, and he became retarded.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, well, he's got that, whatever he's got, Parkinson's.
Oh, that's right.
Part of the retard family. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Alex B. Keaton.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox, whatever. Yeah.
But, so my bro... Oh, so back to wiping his ass.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why I get so mad when I, like, when I'm on stage and I'm talking about him and somebody gets offended that I'm doing this material. Because it's like, has he, like, ruined your birthday or have you, like, had to wipe his ass...
If you're so indignant for the sake of other people.
For the sake of other who they've never even met.
Yeah.
What if he's an asshole?
Whenever you say something racial, the people that get the pissed the most are the white people.
The white people.
They're afraid of, like, I got to stand up for black people.
I know. Like, everybody's got to.
And it's like, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Sometimes I say something that goes too far, and it's like, yeah, you're totally right being offended there.
Sure.
Yeah, as a human, you can be offended. But most of the time, it's like, I've done this joke before. I know it's fine.
Yeah.
Let your guard down. Every other black person here is
laughing.
And black
people don't analyze every fucking thing that you say.
Yeah, they just know if they're
offended
or not.
They just either laugh or they don't.
And God. It's recording. Yes, it is. So you had to wipe his ass. Ugh. Would he sit there or would he try to run around?
He would sit there. But that's why, like, I got called a jackass outside of Stand Up New York one time.
Yeah.
Because I was doing material about him. And
Stand Up New York is my home club in New York. I told you that earlier, but the audience should know. Go ahead. So you were.
But then, this one fat girl one time, of course she was fat.
Of course she's fat.
She, you know, someone co-opting other people's pain. She's
waiting to be able to shit on someone else for once.
Yeah. I go, she booed me.
While you're on stage?
Yeah. Because I do this joke about how when you have an autistic brother, like, that's what you write your college essay about. Because it's like a waste if you don't do it.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
And she boos me. I'm like,
a Holocaust survivor. And I was like, why didn't I...
Your dad
write
was?
More about this to get into colleges?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, how come you didn't fucking tell me enough
about
this?
Yeah, you blew it, Ari.
Yeah.
But, like, so she boos me, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Did he ruin any of your birthdays? And she goes, no, but you're ruining my night. And I just wanted to be like, go, like, die in a fire.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to ruin it so much more now.
Yeah. Did you because they didn't experience that. You know? Yeah. So
Metzger always talked about that. Like, people just get offended at words.
Yeah.
Like, you say the word rape, if they just say the word racism or whatever.
Yeah.
Even if you said, like, it's never okay to use the word nigger.
Yeah.
You know?
They would still.
Or, like, the super racist called this guy, I have to say it, I'm so sorry, but he called this guy a nigger to his face.
Yeah.
And the guy got a, like, the people are like, how dare you?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times it's people who will never accomplish anything in their own lives, so they have to take some cause, you know? Yeah.
Here's what I realized. I thought of this today. Like, comedians. There's so many people who get indignant and say they would change things with never having to put any like action behind their words.
Yeah.
They can just say, like, all those people after 9/11, they were like, if I was in the plane, shit would have gone down differently.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what, you're more brave than the 400 people that died on those two planes?
Right.
Based on what?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a terrorist attack before? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But everybody wants to believe they'd be that guy. Mm-hmm. I have those amazing racist videos, and people misunderstood him a lot, didn't get the irony of a Jew in a Klan outfit.
Yeah.
And so usually it's like, fuck you, what you did is evil. And it's like, you're not, it's just a joke, relax.
Yeah.
But sometimes the same people misinterpret me, but like the racists would like it.
Yeah.
So like there was wrong. I was in Vegas once, and this guy from Kentucky or somewhere like asked me if I was that guy. I was like, hey, I really like what you did to those niggers. And I was like, oh, yeah. No, that's not. But of course, I couldn't even say. I wasn't even man enough to be like, dude, that's not cool. I was just like, thank
you. Like, thanks.
Yeah, and I was like, let him walk
away. Oh, you
want
to be on my mailing list?
No, I didn't do that. I tried to end it as
fast. Are you on Twitter?
It was pre-Twitter. Otherwise, I would have said yes. But I wish I could have at least said, like, dude, no, you're missing the point. But what a fucking pussy.
Yeah. I think we're all both.
You punch.
We're all brave and we're pussies.
We'd like to be.
Yeah. We like to think that we're, you know.
Yeah.
But we're all pussies.
So you punch him in the head? Do you ever like get really?
I punched. What? I thought we were on wiping his ass.
Oh, okay. We're not done with that? How did you do that?
No, but let me just wrap that up real quick.
No, please do. I'm a stoner. If I forget what we're talking about, bring me back.
So my brother and I would like fight over who would have to wipe his ass. And my brother Steve would be like, he would just be like, I did it like twice. I did it like twice last week. You weren't home, but I did it. And I knew he was lying to me.
Yeah.
But I was like, all right, you fucking pussy. I'll do it.
Even if you didn't have anything wrong with him, wiping anyone's ass is really...
sucks.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a thing you have to do. It shouldn't be a thing you have to do before you have a kid.
No.
Right?
No.
You're a nice guy, but I wouldn't want to wipe your ass.
I had to take care of an old lady for a while, and it always came up, like, because some people wiped their ass.
Yeah.
And it was like, that better not become a thing, because I don't know what I don't want to have to do it. I don't want to change your diaper.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do any of that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, like, to this day, I don't know how to wipe a kid's ass without getting shit on my hands.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
What'd you do? Just reach in there with a fist and try to pull the pieces of shit off him?
Yeah, I went barehanded. Which maybe I should have used like a buffer or something. I don't know. No, I would take Ari. I would take
in the blue corner.
Yeah,
wrong buffer. Go ahead,
Ari. I would take two wipes and put them like on top, spread them out and put them on top of each other. So I had this giant, like, it was covering my hand, and I would still get shit on my hands.
Really?
And then I would like get mad. I would like punch the wall, and then he would get, because he would think I was mad at him, and I just had to be like, it's not you.
But you sort of were mad
at him. Okay.
But not really. Mad at the situation, I guess.
Mad at the situation. I was mad at his asshole.
Yeah. Why don't you get shit everywhere? I don't shit like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, how can the people's butt you have to wipe never get clean ones?
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at your butthole.
Did he ever get clean ones? Just like,
I think maybe once or twice.
Easy in, easy outs, like... like two wipes and you're done.
No, because he has like the worst diet, so it always take just like forever.
Oh, does he have?
He eats like goldfish and Fruit Loops.
He doesn't have gluten problems.
I don't know.
A lot of people have that where they can't eat normal food, so then the family has to eat fucking different restaurants.
Oh, really?
You can't eat McDonald's because that's a problem or something.
No, he's just a very picky eater. Like, he eats like French fries and goldfish crackers and Fruit Loops, and that's it.
And
some fruit here and there. Uh-huh. And when he eats Fruit Loops, he color codes them. He eats all the green ones first.
Really?
Yeah, and then he eats all the blue ones and then all the orange ones.
I do that sometimes. Not with Fruit Loops, but with a lot of stuff.
With what?
I don't know. I just feel like I've done that a bunch.
Oh, really?
Not that much. Not color coding to that level.
Yeah. Maybe you're autistic.
I don't think so. People ever say you're autistic?
Yeah, I think I have I might have it a little bit.
Really?
There's just certain things that I do.
Can you
that
test
I,
for just, it, or are they just sort of guessing? Is there like a blood test?
I think there's some kind of test.
How did Jenny McCarthy's kid come up negative after
he came up? It came up negative?
No, for a while she was autistic. He was, and then it came out.
And then
out,
it wasn't?
No, not autistic.
I didn't know you can cure autism.
Mm-hmm. Although there is this pill in Germany. Fucking Germans experimenting on people so well.
Yeah.
That would make you autistic for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you took another pill, it would then pop you back to normal. But people wanted to use it for studying aids. To like, I'll just go autistic, ignore everything else, and just fucking study this one thing. Yeah, that's what they were thinking of doing with it.
That must have been like higher functioning autism, though.
The pill was for you or me, regular people, to make us become autistic. I think they were researching to help autism, but then they realized they can make regular people autistic for a short time.
But what if you took that pill and all you did was just shit yourself and color code your Fruit Loops?
Yeah, you'd have to already be studying. Yeah. It's like when you're high, start your task before you get high, and then you can keep writing once you get high. But if you try to write after you already
But then
smoked,
what if it made you so dumb you just forgot to ever take the pill again?
That's a problem. It would have to wear off in a certain amount of time.
Fuck the Germans.
Fuck the Germans. They're like, let the Jews take it. It won't matter.
Right.
That might have been my best.
Well, that I agree with.
Yeah. They've added nothing to our society.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about, though, what if they cured autism? Like, what would that be like?
Yeah.
Would he just function?
Yeah, what would he start from now? He'd be behind, right?
Yeah, would he have to, like, relearn 21?
Do they live full lives? You don't really know. You haven't done anything in research in this, have you?
No, I think they live. He'll probably live to be, like, 55, 60.
Were your parents on, what kind of aid were they on?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
I have a thing where I look down on poor people for some reason.
No, we did. We did a thing where if we babysat him, we got money. We got like $10 an hour or $15 an hour and then like his school would pay us money.
Or like, who
no, from this program.
Government?
Yeah, it would go to the kids. It would go to people who babysat him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so they
to
gave,
like
yeah. That's
yeah.
what my ex did.
Oh
she
yeah.
She said the government paid her to be a behavioral therapist. They they paid her a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would cost extra. The parents had to pay extra on their own.
Yeah.
You know, because it was too expensive. It wasn't going to be $15 an hour.
Yeah.
I found this video. I'm going to watch it. Here's what I do. I just set up my thing over here.
Okay.
So I can hear the audio. Which one of these is longer? This one.
But some people have it a lot worse. Like, I have a cousin, a third cousin, who's like...
Who also has it?
So... No. She's, like, so retarded.
Yeah.
And all she does is, like, wake up early and scream and yell at people.
Well,
and she's like...
pleasant.
You just want to throw her into traffic. Like, she's, like, this tall. And she just yells at you. And
part of me...
It's
like,
just horrible.
Yeah. It's like... I know, like... Every life has value, and it's like when people think of those people in Ethiopia in the old days, where it's like they were all starving, it's like, they shouldn't have been born. But I'm like, they don't want to be alive.
Yeah.
They're not committing suicide.
Right.
Just because it's not a life you would like.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything. But man, I see those kids, and I'm like, get rid of that.
Yeah.
That's not a full. Do they feel love? I mean, some.
I don't know.
It's like,
my brother does. He smiles and laughs sometimes, although not as much as he used to when he was a kid.
Not as much?
No. But my cousin Molly, all she does is like just scream, and she'll like go like this all the time.
What is that?
Just she'll like go like that.
Like na 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 na.
Yeah.
Against your nose.
Yeah, and then she'll go like at you. She's just so full of hate for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
My ex used to have to take this kid who would just get naked all the time. This autistic kid.
Really?
And she would show up and like, uh-huh, hello. Just be naked and just touching herself.
Yeah.
Just because that was a way to get attention, I guess. But they would have dinner parties and stuff, and she would just show up naked.
Yeah.
And it was like cute when she was two or three, and then when she came like seven, it was like, can't do
Stop
this anymore.
It, yeah. My mom says that she gets a lot of joy out of taking care of my brother.
Really?
Yeah.
More than she gets taken care of you? Or
I think so.
Because, why?
Because my mom would like, she would get mad, and she would go, I'm moving out of here, and the only one I'm taking with me is Alex.
Because Alex doesn't give her shit.
Yeah.
Alex doesn't say mean things to her.
Yeah, and she would just... So it was like...
It's because he's not capable of writing a good punchline.
No.
Good fucking angry, biting line.
Right.
That's why she likes him
exactly. more. So, you know what? I developed some skills because of that.
Yeah, take care of everyone. Okay, I found the video. Hold on, I want to turn this volume up.
All right, so if you can't see it, it's a homecoming dance...
I'll post
it's not
this on
the
my,
it's not yeah. the prom as we
homecoming queen. Yeah, we were
homecoming
right.
Homecoming
queen. We're absolutely right. No yeah. way anyone. Would
well, you were right. Yeah. No, because prom is the real deal, like you
Proms
said.
Of shit. Nobody said like I was homecoming queen.
Because I'll bet you the girl whose idea it was mm-hmm. to nominate this retard for homecoming queen.
Yeah.
One prom queen later.
Or just doing the nomination.
For like, doing I'm it. The and they were like, you know what? It was fucking...
Betsy.
Tammy. Yeah, Betsy's idea. Betsy's great. Betsy made this retard the homecoming queen. Let's make Betsy the prom queen because she's a good person. And then Betsy just smiled to herself.
Hold on. Let me see if I got that right. Okay. Here we go. Play.
Dude, the first time I saw this, I never laughed so hard in my life.
I know. I didn't know what it was. I bookmarked this for so long to go.
Because you have a feeling, you're like, it's either going to be like a guy, like a gay guy,
yeah,
or a retard.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. If you want me to stop, just put your hand up or something.
Okay.
So you can comment. It says a true story.
So it's the homecoming dance. The girl comes out to read the nomination. Yeah, she's super pretty.
Look how proud she is of herself.
And she's very proud of herself.
Oh my god, she's proud.
She's really hot though.
Oh, I want to freeze on her face so I can see her.
I
want to.
No, but you see her face for the whole thing. That's a beautiful.
Yeah, she's
girl.
One of those girls that you're like, when she's like, you know, I'm 17. You're like,
yeah.
Stop! Don't ruin the moment.
She's the kind of girl that you take out and she tells you like what she's doing with her life, and you're just like, okay,
nodding and just imagining how can I?
And you're just like. Well, no,
she's
you're
got boobs already.
She
too?
Just she just makes you feel bad about yourself.
Oh, because she's doing good.
Because she's so pretty, and she's doing good things.
Yeah, that's the worst. When it's a pretty person, that's why they cast a pretty song.
Oh, my cousin's girlfriend is like, yeah, she's like studying to be a doctor, and she does this volunteer work, and she was just going on about all this great stuff she's doing for like Guatemalan kids.
And part of
and I'm
like,
get
no,
away
good,
from me.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Rubbing in my.
You're
face.
Already gorgeous.
Okay, and everybody turns around when it's time to make the announcement.
Okay, you guys.
All right, you guys. It's now time for the results of the homecoming queen election. The second attendant is...
But she's just a good person.
She's a good person?
I think so.
Did you go
yeah.
to public school?
I went to public school.
What's second attendant mean?
Second attendant is...
Second attendant is the runner-up. Yeah.
Why did they say it like that?
All
right.
I don't know.
First of all, beautiful prom. I don't know what the theme is here. But,
homecoming dance.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful homecoming dance.
The right. theme is let's pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah, and get some balloons. God, it's like they're all... No, they're in on it, too. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm.
Denise Willard!
All right, way to go, Denise.
And then Denise comes
pretty.
Out. She's blonde,
way,
very pretty.
Not as pretty as the other girl.
No.
Second attendant is...
But she knows she's got
Denise
it going on.
Willard.
And Denise is blonde. She's got a...
She's in on it, too.
She's a little bit of a butterface. Now this song.
Oh, this is the first runner-up. Okay. Oh,
right.
Black girl.
Black girl.
Black girl.
So.
Now, your homecoming queen is.
Wait, pause for a second. There's something about that song that really bothers me. You know, where it's like.
Because that's not the band playing the song anymore. That's in the background.
Yeah. It's just like everything's. It's almost like that song is like they're pretending she's not retarded.
Yeah, it's uplifting.
They're pretending
song.
She's fucking normal.
When,
look, it's like, look at you.
So.
You're
think,
so beautiful.
I think they're playing.
There's nothing
like,
beautiful
sure
about
it. She knows we're not making her the next Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Play soft music. Appease the beast.
Yeah.
Make it feel comfortable.
But I'll tell you what, the way they do this commercial with the reveal where they step yeah. away and it's her retarded
it's
face,
great.
It's bad.
What
yeah.
do you mean? Oh, really?
Yeah,
I don't
it's like.
That much.
Oh, play
okay.
it.
They're all smiling and red.
You're so pretty.
Hey, here we go.
Everyone's like,
and they act like they didn't do it.
They're
like
expensive.
They didn't all
they're
vote
like,
for it. Like it's
expensive.
A surprise. You know what you were doing.
Yeah.
You fucking shitty kids
like,
who've never
what?
Done
what?
Anything
me?
Nice.
I don't know. If it's going to go through. Did we get
yeah.
enough votes?
Yeah.
Did we get enough popular kids to vote our
oh,
way?
Ari, there's another one where they go... There's a it's like a public service announcement, and they show a person of a different race, and they're like, it's unacceptable to call me a nigger, and they show a guy, he's like, it's unacceptable to call me a kike, and then they show the retarded girl, it's the girl from Glee, and she goes, it's unacceptable to call me a retard.
God, that's so funny. We had one we grew up. I'll play it after this.
All right.
Nobody bothers me.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, who is?
It's a whiny girl.
Oh, we're so surprised.
Becca Weiniger.
And then Becca Weiniger comes out and you can't see her face.
Shot, right?
Yes.
So you can't see it right away.
You can't see it right away.
First of all, why can't you just scroll on this without starting it up again? It's so annoying.
And everybody's so happy that Becca Weiniger won one homecoming queen.
Becca Weiniger!
She comes out, you can't tell she is.
She's carrying flowers. Yeah, you don't know. They show her big her big feet. and it's a retard. And everybody stands up.
True beauty.
That was the message. She barely knows what's happening, by the way.
Yeah.
Her face barely knows what's happening. She's like, am I supposed to...
Ari, that's like the Special Olympics. Have you ever been to Special Olympics?
I feel like... It's so uplifting.
True beauty.
Not that you would have been to Special Olympics, but...
Foundation for a Better Life.
What are they?
Wait, pause for a second.
What are they?
What?
Foundation for a Better Life.
I think it's just some government thing.
Oh, really?
Where it's like, let's... Which, that bothers me, too, when the government tells you how to act. They have a lot of those in Canada. These PSAs. Where it's just like, we're not stupid. Get this shit off my TV.
Oh, really? Oh, wait. Oh, this
you want government on your TV?
The story of Shelley Iyer is a life... I know a girl named Iyer. It's a life lived with courage, determination, and unrestricted love for everyone she meets. She was born in 1979 with Down syndrome. It's the second child of blah, blah, blah. At 3 years of age, she had a stroke. Oh! That left her paralyzed on the left side. Just get rid of it!
Just, yeah.
Before it's born, just get rid of it. Just work again. Get pregnant again. Gah! But her optimistic outlook and her boundless perseverance made it obvious to all who knew her that she would succeed in overcoming whatever obstacles would be presented to her. All right, whatever. It's culminated in her senior year at Murray High School in Utah, where she was elected as 1997 homecoming queen.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, 1997, she might be dead now.
Yeah, she probably is.
Why did they change her name?
Did they say? You know what? That was the first thing that I thought when you started reading this bio. I wonder if she's still alive.
Instead of just what? Weiniger?
Becca Weiniger.
Why didn't they just use her real name? Why did they make it a Jew name?
I don't know. Weiniger's Jewish?
Sounds like it. Not definitely, but you'd have to have explaining to do. The Holocaust started up again, as
no,
I hope it will.
Becca Weiniger is the name of the actress that portrayed Shelley Iyer in this spot.
God. It's just...
She doesn't care if she's the prom queen or not.
You could almost have like said, yeah, you did it. Then as she goes backstage, she goes, okay, guys, now the real prom queen.
Yeah.
The real Sarah. But keep it down, please.
They just drug her. They just put chloroform.
Oh,
on her
here
face.
We go. Here we go. Note, Becca Weiniger.
I just said that.
Is the name of the actress. You said it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stoner, idiot. God damn it.
Okay.
She's the name of the actress that portrayed
Shelley. In the spot.
They probably tried to get her to do
all right, you guys.
Iyer, but this actress couldn't. She was like, it's my time. They say it's Shelley Iyer, not your name. They say Shelley Iyer, go out.
All right, cut.
Again.
It's Becca now. It's now Becca Weiniger.
And the director's so angry, just like, you fucking people! Get out there! It's like at Simpsons when he goes, you are Miss Homer Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay, when I stamp on your leg and look at you and say, hello, Mr. Thompson, you just nod.
I understand.
I understand.
But this spot is also like what's wrong with Special Olympics. Like if you've ever been there, it's not for the kids.
It's for the others.
It's for the parents. Who want to feel good about themselves and the stupid volunteers who are fat.
Are fat. I did see this once. My dad ran the Marine Corps marathon.
Yeah.
When he was like 62 or something.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 60. But because it's put on by the Marine Corps, they also had like a I don't know, 300-yard dash, maybe like a half mile for the Special Olympics kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this one kid had given up.
Yeah.
Like he wasn't going to do it. He did about... 3/4 of it. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly, I'm trying to think how far it would be. It'd be like, what's the difference between the long city blocks in New York and the short ones? Is one avenues and one streets?
Yeah, avenues are longer.
Okay.
Streets are shorter.
It'd be like a long one there and back again. Mm-hmm. So he had done there and halfway back, and he was just done.
And his dad was like, come on. He goes, no, I'm done. And it's, you know, retarded voice.
Yeah.
And the dad was like, okay, he knows not to push the kid. Mm-hmm. And this Marine comes over to him and he goes, you're going to quit. He gets right in the kid's face.
The retarded kid?
Yeah. He goes, you're going to quit or you're going to dig down deep. And I was like, oh my God, this is so fucking bad.
Yeah.
You fucking finish that. He didn't curse. He goes, you're going to finish this race. And the, I was so scared. And the kid just, it was like he loved Marines.
Yeah.
And the idea of soldiers.
Yeah.
So it got him up.
Yeah.
And he ran the last, I don't know, 50, 60 feet.
Yeah.
And he felt like such a winner. And I was fucking
faggot
crying.
Marine. And that faggot Marine just felt so good about himself.
He sure did.
Like,
I felt good about
I motivated that kid.
I felt good about myself. I was like, he did it. Yeah. He did it. He overcame.
I remember one time my mom made me and my siblings wait like 2 hours at the Special Olympics.
For what?
To watch my brother run half a lap.
Oh,
and
really?
He got like a silver medal.
Are you allowed in Special Olympics with autism?
Yeah. Yeah, he's lower functioning.
Okay, okay. Does he have?
He's less communicative than a kid with Down syndrome.
It's not just communication. He can't wipe himself, so he can't.
I think he can now though. A kid with Down syndrome, you can talk to them about their girlfriends and stuff, and their you know, you can talk about the 9 girlfriends they claim to have.
Kid with autism.
A kid with Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah. They claim to have lots of girlfriends?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why? Because they have big dicks.
No, I'm assuming. Oh, yeah. Definitely. They would. They have giant hands. They definitely have big, at least thick dicks.
Yeah.
But no, that's not why. They don't know societal norms that well. Mm-hmm. It's harder for them to learn societal. Like things like, I don't know, at a funeral, you don't make noise. And like, why in this situation? Mm-hmm. I've been in a suit before.
Yeah.
You do make noise at a wedding. What's the difference? You know?
Right.
They don't know about like this American's like repressive nature with sex.
Mm-hmm.
So once they learn how to jerk off,
they do it everywhere.
They're just like, "Whoa, this feels great."
Did you say have a girl do it?
Or if a girl blows, yeah, the girl, mentally handicapped person.
Oh yeah,
they just like they'll just fucking
they
masturbate
just fuck
constantly.
All the time. Yeah,
they don't see a reason. Like this feels awesome. It's like somebody tells you if you have an itch, do not scratch it. You're like, why?
Yeah,
I feel so much better.
Right.
That's how it is for them.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Yeah. Not all of them.
Well, that's why I stopped going to church because we would – the only time my family –
what God would make that?
Exactly.
I mean, honestly. When you see that. I saw a midget Indian the other day. A Native American midget.
Oh, really?
He was tiny. He was one of the smaller midgets, you know, like the 4-foot ones instead of the 5-foot ones.
Yeah.
Or the 3-foot ones instead of the 4-foot ones. He was tiny. And he had midget clothes.
And Native American.
Indian clothes. And he was drunk.
Yeah.
He came to an Attell show at the Improv. Attell was buying him drinks, and they were like, should we give him this drink?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Like, but Attell bought it for him. I'm like, the guy's cut off.
Yeah.
He's already heckling. Don't just tell Attell you gave it to him.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's no God.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Who would make that?
Right.
Why? Is there some special purpose for him?
Yeah.
Ugh. And the retarded people, too.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's why you stopped going to church?
No, because the only time my family did anything together was like Christmas and Easter. We would go to church. Okay. And my brother would make noise in church because he just didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking like there would always be some asshole who like would just give him dirty looks and like not. He's retarded, you know? He needs God.
I think you're ruining my experience.
You're ruining church.
Well, God ruined his life.
Yeah.
So put up with it.
God fucked him over.
Worshiping.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy over hard.
Right.
You fucking chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like if somebody.
So that's why I stopped going to church.
It's like if somebody was like won like the nomination for governor.
Uh huh.
And said, so we nominate this guy, and some girl's like, ah, he raped me.
Yeah.
And ran out of the room. Nobody's like, hey, shut up. It's his moment.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, right. Wait, all right.
And God raped my brother.
He really did. He raped him.
Fuck God. Yeah.
I had this same
God thing raped my brother. God put his dick in my brother's head when he was 2 years old. When he was 2 years old, Ari.
Yeah.
And fucked him. Fuck God.
I was at this wedding and there was a guy with Tourette's syndrome there.
Yeah.
But like serious Tourette's.
Yeah.
And he kept making noises and going, fuck shit balls, cursing and stuff.
Really?
While everything's really calm and quiet and there's violin playing.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was acting like they couldn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, am I the only one that is noticing this right now?
Yeah.
There's a guy yelling fuck shit balls.
Yeah.
As someone's coming down the aisle in a wedding dress. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's like, this is beautiful.
Well, what should they have done? What were they supposed
Here's
to do?
Here's my deal. Maybe this is rude. I don't know. But like, if I have something where I can't control
Shut
my mouth.
Shut up.
No, you stay outside for a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the reception.
Yeah, it's
but
a
like
good
when
point.
They're supposed to be quiet in certain moments,
yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, it's too bad, but I can't be a part of that.
Yeah.
But
were they with the bride or the bride or groom's family?
I don't know whose side he was on.
Yeah.
He was on, not it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to show you this other video now. This is what we laughed at when I was okay. growing up. Okay, so here's this video I played. This was I'm just going so harsh on the word retard today. We just talked about retards in general. This was the video that was a commercial for June Reed self-defense. You know what? This is the wrong one. I'll play this one, but this is about karate school. This had no mentally retarded people in it.
Okay.
I'll just play it, because we just mocked the Asian kids.
When you take June Lee self-defense, then you...
Do you think it's actually June Lee?
Nobody bothers me.
I love this.
Nobody bothers me.
There's an Asian kid coming out that we mocked.
USA 1000.
That was it.
Yeah, you're a fucking kid. You're 7 years. You're 3 years old. Who's bothering you?
Yeah, that's a good point. What?
Nobody.
Is like
nobody kicks me in the head.
It's don't throw me away.
I took Taekwondo at this one place, and they were running prostitution out of the top floor.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a front for a prostitution ring.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Just so they could... Well, I guess that works. Don't throw me away commercial.
Is it about like...
Yep. Here it is. I sort glass. Eli Manning does not star in the classic commercial. Oh, they're joking. It's got to be this one. 297,000 views. Okay.
Round there. I sort glass. That's my job. I learned the job slow. And now I know it by heart.
He earns money. He pays taxes. He's
got the biggest eye in the world for those glasses. We mocked this for so long. We didn't have any mentally handicapped kids in my school. So of course we're just going to mock it.
I learned the job slow. And now I know it by heart.
He earns money. He pays taxes. He's just like you. ARC, the Association for Retarded Citizens.
Don't throw us away.
That was it. Don't throw us away. That line, every time someone would fall or do anything,
uh-huh.
you just run up to them and go in their face and go, don't throw me away.
What are they throwing away? I get so, like, to be honest, I get really uncomfortable whenever there's mentally challenged people in anything, in like commercials or films. Especially when you see, like,
see that.
You don't want to see it. And I don't want to see Giovanni Ribisi going, buh, 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 buh,
yeah.
and then people saying that he's a genius. You know?
Dumb it down a little bit.
Yeah, because if you saw some eighth grader on the bus going, dude, I'm a retard, you'd be like, stop that.
Stop it, man. It's not cool.
But then
he's doing the same impression.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that stuff. And there's always, like, when you watch these movies, like if you watch the trailer for Radio, there's always some, like, villain. There's always some guy who's, like, too much of a villain.
Way too much. Who's going to be that dickish to mentally handicap.
Who's just like, are you running a football program or a circus?
Yeah, and I was like, dude.
He's carrying two bags.
Yeah. In that movie at the prom queen, it would be somebody's mom going, no, I was homecoming queen. My daughter will be.
yeah.
She,
yes.
And I was like,
calm down. Can you just relax?
Jesus. We've all agreed on this. probably would be some odd, real thing.
And then that girl gets like chocolate sauce thrown on her dress or something.
She gets carried. Opie and Anthony carried.
Are you football's not for retards?
that's the video. That's the commercial.
No, but in Radio.
Oh yeah.
There's always somebody who's way too
much of a dick.
And like Louis C.K. said, like no one's ever gone up to an actual retarded person, and said, "Hey, retard! Hey, you retard!"
Bunch of retarded commercials, retarded Burger King.
But watch if you look at the trailer for like.
Oh.
Well, this is fake.
No, it's fake.
But if you watch the trailer for like The Other Sister, and you see Juliette Lewis going boo boo, it's just like. It just makes me uncomfortable because it always feels exploitive to me.
Juliette Lewis and the sister?
The other sister.
You think it's exploitive?
I think it's exploitive.
Oops. I'll play this while I look at that one.
I think any time...
Mike's retarded.
And now they're using them to sell hamburgers.
That's all it is, isn't it? They're just using it to sell McDonald's.
Anytime you see a retarded kid in a commercial or a movie,
except for that,
somebody else
thing.
Is benefiting.
Except for the family values thing. It looks like they're just pushing, like, be cool.
What family values thing?
The first commercial with the prom queen.
But that was self-righteous.
It was self-righteous.
It's always
pushing, like,
done.
Nice to everybody.
It's always done to exploit them. Someone who's not retarded is always benefiting. Cuba Gooding Jr. gets an Oscar nomination
for radio.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he
radio.
What?
Why'd you watch radio?
I didn't. I watched the trailer.
Yeah, wait a minute. He got an Oscar nomination for something else. For Show Me the Money.
No, but yeah, no, he won for that. But it's always like that boy. We're not teaching that boy. He's teaching us.
What was it? Juliette Lewis and the sister.
Juliette Lewis, the other sister. It's about her and Giovanni Ribisi play two people with Down syndrome. I feel like we're getting into like better, more poignant stuff. But the first part of this podcast was just being like retards,
yeah.
Dumb, cerebral is. Palsy, or retards.
You start boring,
but I really
interesting.
But yeah, but I really feel this way. I get so uncomfortable when I see retarded people in anything because they're either being used to sell something.
It's McDonald's commercial. He totally is, or what?
Or it's us being used, or it's regular people who just feel good about themselves.
Which one should I click?
It's a fine line between I want to help these people and I want to benefit. Just any. Well, I don't think they have the trailer on here. But I don't want to see some pretty.
She's not that pretty, Juliette Lewis.
I know, but she's like an actress. She's like a successful.
By the way, have you seen the preview? Did you watch Mission Impossible?
No.
Have you seen the preview for?
Is she in that?
Cinderella.
No. Is she in that?
Is Cinderella the one's like? No, not Cinderella.
No.
Snow White.
That's Julia Roberts.
No, not Snow White. I'm sorry.
Snow White, and no, Julia Roberts plays the queen.
Who's that one?
Snow White.
Yeah, Snow White. Yeah.
And so, Julia Roberts plays the queen.
No. Not Hitchcock. What's the name of that superhero movie?
Heroes?
No, with the black dude from
Green Lantern. Will Smith? Hancock?
Hancock. Who's the chick from Hancock?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh. She was super hot. She played Monster. She was the whore in Monster. She won an Oscar for that.
Halle Berry?
No, the white girl. She made herself ugly, though, in Monster, where she played a hooker.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, yeah.
Yeah.
She's still white. She's or the queen. She's the fairest of them all, and she sucks the youth out of people.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, they have in the trail, they have the mirror says to her, like, you're the fairest, but there's mm-hmm. someone else who's coming to take your crown. And she's like, who? And I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to see who they picked.
Yeah.
For this, who's the fairest like woman if in the world. That's who they're getting to play it. You know what it was? The chick from Twilight.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's a fucking six.
Yeah.
I was so fucking, I was so pissed off by that.
Let me bite my lip and call it acting.
I didn't bite my, Ugh, she's not even hot, though. Here's a McDonald's commercial.
Yeah, she's.
Hi, my name is Mike. This is a story about.
Now they're just using him to sell hamburgers.
Yeah.
My mom, she said one.
He doesn't, did he get any money for that?
Probably got a little.
My dad, he is a wonderful dude.
But they don't care about giving the money. They're giving.
Ugh!
That's my teacher.
It's disgusting.
He's the best.
Now, where are they going to get the burgers?
Super kid. Mike is very.
Mike eats at McDonald's every day.
That's my friend Tracy.
Oh, God.
Oh, Tracy's got Down syndrome, too.
I want to shoot everybody who is involved in this.
Come on, let's take a ride to McDonald's.
Oh, you scumbags.
I like how they don't show the whole bus because, you know, it's not a full-size bus.
You know, me and Dave are our best pals. We are a great team. High is up. Perfect. Ever since I was a little baby.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
People are always trying to help me. So now I love to say, welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
So come in and spend your money at our shitty restaurant because we help retarded people. Aren't we great?
Through the McDonald's program.
Aren't we? We're fucking corporate scum, but we're.
Hate it. You just think they're just milking off them?
Yes, always.
Whenever James,
you're never not milking off of them.
Yeah, but it's like, what if they were?
That's why I just don't talk to my brother. That's why I just
jobs. We can also fucking promote it. Like, isn't it
the McJobs program? How many times have you gone into McDonald's and there's a retarded person working there?
I only look at the counter. I don't look at who's cooking back there.
Yeah, but they're all normal. You would know. Yeah. You know when they have Down syndrome.
You can smell it.
But it's McDonald's patting themselves on the back, being like, look what we do. Ugh.
Yeah.
Look, even when, okay, my family, there's this family that lived down the street from us, the Bradys, and they had three kids, and two of them were autistic.
Yeah.
And the oldest one wasn't, Annie Brady. Okay. And my brother just got a Facebook invite from her, and it was like, join our rally to, like, ban the R word. We don't want to use the R word anymore, retard, right. You know? But that wasn't Annie Brady, like, defending her siblings.
She was trying to say, hey, look at me, look at
me. She was going, look at me, look what I'm such a great person. She just needed to feel good about herself.
Yeah.
They don't care. Well, your siblings don't care if they
care, but you also want some good credit while you're doing something nice.
Yeah.
But maybe it's also like, I don't care, I just want to make sure I get the credit.
Yeah.
How can you tell?
I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just sort of, it seems fake.
Yeah.
So I've spent my whole life. Expressed like love to you and shit.
He used to when he was younger. He would laugh more and but he doesn't really do that anymore. I think he's like embarrassed.
Oh really?
Yeah.
He's self aware enough now.
Yeah. Like if I'm like, hey, come here, give me a hug. He'll just do it real quick and walk away.
Oh really? Embarrassed to show emotions.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
And he knows that it's like. He's like too old for that.
Is he a virgin?
Yeah. Yeah. And my mom is like, if you ever showed him porn.
Fucking no. Freaks.
No.
You don't think anybody came
up? No, because he's not even like high functioning. He wouldn't even be able to. I don't even think he would know what to do.
Yeah.
Ugh. He might be gay for all I know.
Oh, that'd be the worst. Gay autistic. Like, how do you figure that shit out?
Yeah, but you just live as yourself.
You're fine with retarded, the word, the R word.
Yeah.
I told you this. My theory is just like faggot and retarded and nigger, those three.
Yeah.
Nigger's the only one that I'm fine with.
What do you mean?
Just because the other ones hurt someone you're not really talking about.
Yeah.
When you call somebody a faggot, really you mean lame.
Or weak.
That hurts. Yeah, or weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some negative.
But every gay guy's been called a faggot.
Yeah. And so then it's like, you're not trying to call him that, but you're reminding him. It's like if I was saying the word nigger for someone who dresses with
flashy.
A shirt tucked in.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, fucking nigger. All right. They'd be like, whoa, it's like, dude, hey, don't just, you know, it's just something a little bit weird.
Yeah, because nigger is only for blacks. Yeah,
it's only for blacks.
But faggot.
So I don't mind retard for, like.
But faggot and retard. Yeah. Okay, that's
also,
a good point.
Retarded used to be the word for it, right? Like, oh, he's mentally retarded. Or he's retarded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got retardation.
Yeah.
It's become a fucking insult now.
Well, that's why people don't like it to be synonymous with stupid.
Right.
Because
aren't they stupid? Am I wrong? I mean, aren't
well? You know what's funny is like they like I know people who are like legitimately stupid, and I have no sympathy for them at all. But I feel bad for like you know autistic kids and kids with Down syndrome. It's like what's the difference between them and just a fucking stupid person?
Stupid person's like you could
have
applied yourself a little more.
Yeah.
No matter what your level of commitment,
I hate stupid people. I get mad at them.
Audience members,
yeah,
those are always the ones who think they're
well,
mad at you when they say something back.
Yeah,
like say something funny, you rip on them like 10 times. Just like, shut your fucking mouth, please.
And they just still sit there.
Well, at least I'm not fucking. What's that shirt? You're like what?
Yeah,
Benetton.
Yeah,
like, something like normal. You're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, you come, but you get like 3 applause breaks, and they still keep going.
Yeah. And you're like, you think you're winning. Please don't high-five your friends. Oh, I want to strangle you.
Yeah.
God, they're the worst. Did your brother have any things to like, was he into like trains or shit?
He watches Thomas the Train on YouTube.
They all love Thomas the Train.
He loves Thomas the Train and Sesame Street and like that stuff. But I think he even knows that like he's too old for it because he'll like, if you go, hey, what are you watching? He'll tell you to go away or he'll get embarrassed. It's like his like little secret thing. He knows it's not. I think he knows it's not for him.
That's weird. Knowing certain parts of yourself and not others.
Mm-hmm.
Or just having an idea of something's wrong.
It's sad.
Because everything you see in the media, you see people look exactly like you.
Yeah.
And they're doing college TV shows or doing whatever.
Yeah. The tough thing is like not being able to connect with him.
Yeah.
Because the extent of our communication is like I go home and I go, hi, Alex, and he goes, hi, And I go, hi, who? And he goes, hi, Mike. And then I go, what's up? And he goes, nothing much. And then I go, all right, see you later. And he goes, see you later. And then, like, he doesn't really enjoy anything. So I'll, like, take him for a drive, or I'll take him to Taco Bell or something. But that's the extent of our relationship.
That's it.
And that kind of sucks, you know? Yeah. Like not being able to connect with him. That's kind of tough.
Yeah. And he's a full-grown man now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah.
But you have other brothers. You could, just part of me just doesn't respect human life. I'm always like, just do the
No, it's worthless.
Like, why wouldn't you just do a different one?
Yeah. What do you mean do? Well, they weren't going to kill him.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. I mean, like, kill anything that's not... I mean, I guess I'm just talking about eugenics now.
Yeah, but he was 2 years old when he basically got autism. We were watching a video one time of his first birthday party, and he's not an autistic baby.
Yeah.
He's completely normal. He's, like, smiling and laughing, and I remember him talking, like, as a baby would, and then he was two, and then it all just stopped. Something happened where he wasn't born that way.
How old were your parents when they had him?
My mom was 37. But she had my sister when she was 39.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's going to happen every time.
Yeah.
Just the odds go up. But I don't think that's old enough.
There is that
I think like
risk.
People in their early 40s, and it's
early 40,
like
yeah.
now you're running a risk
mm-hmm.
of autism and retardation.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Let me ask something else.
Yeah, it sucks, but what are you going to do?
It does suck, right?
Yeah.
You know what? Did he ever scream in the night or anything?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he would... Like, one time... His diet is really bad, and he would eat French fries. And one time, my mom was trying to get him to eat chicken, and he wouldn't eat the chicken.
Yeah.
And I helped my mom like hold him down and shove a piece of chicken in his mouth, and he was like, he just cried, and he was so insulted that we did that to him.
Aww.
He like walked away, and he like looked back at us like, you fucking assholes, and then he just went upstairs and cried.
So harsh.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just eat French fries all the time.
Yeah, you can't.
Is any part of you...
But he eats chicken now.
Was he strong?
But we had to...
No.
No, he's not strong, but he, like... He'll, like... He squeezes. Like, he can... He's stronger than my mom.
He doesn't know limits, probably.
Yeah.
So he goes full strength.
He doesn't hurt her, but he... He could, if he wanted to.
Is there any fear of that?
No.
Because you could hurt your mother, too.
Yeah.
You're probably more likely to.
Well, he's not like muscular. He's like, you know.
That's.
But he's a big kid.
That's Down syndrome kids. They're strong.
Or is that yeah, not I don't know.
They had this wrestler.
I can't speak on that.
I got into WWE or whatever it's called
mm-hmm.
for like 3 months. It was on TV when I happened to be coming home every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this wrestler called Eugene,
mm-hmm.
who was clearly had like
oh really
handicap. Like problems, whatever it was, and
yeah.
the announcers at some point said he doesn't look that big, but he's got hidden strength you wouldn't expect. They never said he was retarded outright, but it was just like assumed. And he
yeah.
go, yeah. Oh, yeah, he didn't really know who he was fighting, the good guys and the bad guys. He just like was happy to meet his.
No, I think that's just like a funny myth that they're really strong because he.
I had a babysit my next door neighbor's little brother. My next door neighbor was 2 years younger than me. His little brother was probably 4 years younger than him.
Yeah,
and I was like 17 or 18.
Yeah.
So he's 14 or 13.
Uh-huh.
And it was pushing him down so hard to keep him down in bed.
Oh, yeah?
He had strength, man.
Oh, really?
It wasn't like I was weaker. I was on the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't. I don't know if that's a full myth.
Well, because if he exerts his strength and you yell at him, he'll back away.
Right.
He's not going to like attack anybody. So there's no fear. But there's been times when he's like squeezed my mom really hard or like been physical with her.
Hurt her?
Yeah, I think so. Or just because he's mad.
Right.
And sometimes he'll hit himself in the head. Really? You know? Yeah, because he's mad. It sucks.
Like, it sucks to be him, but it really also sucks to be you having to fucking deal with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks for him more, I guess. But
yeah,
like,
yeah. Let's not.
Yeah, clearly. It's not a question. Did he sleep through the night or not so much?
Yeah, sometimes he would wake up. Sometimes he would wake up laughing. He would just laugh until he fell asleep and until he would tire himself out. Yeah, it was kind of cool because you'd be like, "What are you laughing at?" Like I always wanted to know like what he found so funny.
Yeah,
He doesn't do it as much now that he's older, but when he was a kid, he would just, like, sit around and laugh for a while, and that was, like, that was kind of nice. But,
Did you get weird after a while?
No, because he would just tire himself out.
Oh, that's good.
But one time, him and my other brother shared a bedroom, and, I go, it was like during the summer, and I go, Alex, you want to get dressed? And he goes, yeah. And he just goes into his bedroom. My brother is still sleeping, and he just gets completely naked. Yeah. And then I come in the room. My brother goes, yeah, that's what I want to wake up to. Just this big, fat, naked, retarded kid.
Your brother? Because he had such a shitty diet.
Yeah, he's overweight.
That's a weird thing, too. I don't ever expect them to, like,
he's real
have
hairy.
Dietary issues.
Yeah. It was cute. Like, he was cute when he was a kid, you know? He was like, he's got these big, like, eyes, these big green eyes, and he's like he was like a cute kid, but now he's just like a big
giant oaf.
A big oaf.
Yeah, without the
yeah.
Did your parents what was I gonna say, did you have any like therapists come over and like deal with them at all or in school?
We had this one girl Beth who came over, and she was hot. She
was
blonde.
I was gonna ask, was she pretty?
Yeah, she's real
girls
pretty.
Do that are just
the,
cuter, man.
And they're the best.
They're cooler
and they're
people.
So nice.
Yeah,
and she, I think this girl, yeah, she had a project where she would like, she wanted to like interview us. So I just sat at the table and like stared at her tits for whatever,
how long the interview went.
45 minutes when she interviewed me, and I like never saw her again. So she wrote her paper, and then she's like, all right, see ya.
You're like, what? Oh, really?
Oh, you're leaving?
You're supposed to be taking care of
you're leaving forever?
Your brother, and just stopped?
She like worked on them or something. She was like a student, aww, and she was studying, you know, whatever. And then so she, I guess her thesis was about siblings with retarded kids, and she came over and she was like, she interviewed me, and then I never saw her again. I got emotional thinking about her.
Just thinking about her right now.
I wonder what she's doing right now.
How long did she spend at your place?
She came over. I saw her maybe like 4 times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When I was 14, at some Greenpeace.
She's real pretty though.
Was coming to the door.
Yeah.
And I was the only one home, but she was like hot older girl.
Yeah.
Probably college age. She's all sweaty, and she wore these short denim shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, do you want a glass of water?
Yeah.
She did. And I gave her like $20, which was like all the money I had. That's when I
first. Oh, it was your money?
Yeah, that women will just rob you without even trying.
I think that's why I date older women now.
They're not expecting so much out of you?
Because, yeah, and because my mom wasn't there for me.
How much older? I only date younger women.
My girlfriend's.
My mom was always there for me.
My girlfriend's 7 years older than me.
How old are you?
24.
So she's 31.
Yeah.
That ain't that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's older. It's 25,
much older.
26, I hooked up with like a 32-year-old, and her friends were all laughing at her.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, their friend. Yeah.
But yeah.
Whatever.
Well, she's looking for something in youth. Why not?
Yeah.
Give it to her.
Yeah.
She likes that rock hard cock. Is that what she, I don't know.
No, it's, yeah, it's good 80%, like your joke tonight.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're fine. As long as you got enough in you to get it in.
It's like sulfur hard. My sulfur hard.
So did he take a lot of behavioral therapy or?
Yeah, he was in and out of therapy and stuff.
Ugh, God, it's such a fucking horrible life.
Yeah, for him, I'm not going to sit here and bitch about how hard my life was. Were you talking about him, right?
Yeah,
not me.
Yeah. Did you feel like a victim at all?
No.
You didn't. You didn't feel like, why is this happening to me?
No.
I wonder.
And my parents were never like.
Yeah, I guess not.
My parents never said, "Hey, you have to make sacrifices for your brother." They never said it outright, but I always felt this need to. You know.
Yeah. Oh.
I always felt like, okay, this is like more. He's more important.
Yeah.
And
I feel like if you grew up with it and like starting at 6, I guess that's when you knew that something was up.
Yeah.
You're like, this is just becomes the norm.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was very much. And I was always a lot closer than him.
Kosher. I'm like, that's all we had in the house, and I couldn't buy my own food, so it was really easy.
Yeah. And I was always closer than him than my other siblings, because my sister is younger, and my brother's a piece of shit. So I was always, like, there for him. I was kind of the one who took care of him, you know? And I didn't mind. Like, I didn't mind.
One of your toys.
It was just a thing I did, you know? And I didn't, like, I wasn't, yeah, it was, like, one of my chores.
Coolio said this thing once to, and it might have been Old Dirty Bastard, but I believe it was Coolio.
Yeah.
Said this thing to Jon Stewart once on the old, before you probably remember, but the old Jon Stewart show. He used to have, like, UPN.
Uh-huh.
He had his own show. and he interviewed him. He made some self-deprecating joke of like that Coolio had to deal with like drive-bys, and all Jon Stewart had was someone taking his lunch money.
Yeah.
But then I think it's Coolio, so I'll just call it that. But Coolio was like, he was like, but dude, to you, like that's what you grew up with. So yeah. It was the same. We just had a bad guy that we had to steer clear of.
Mm-hmm.
I had this guy who might shoot us on the street, and you had a guy who took your lunch money. It was the same level. When you grew up,
Jon Stewart said that, or Coolio said that? Yeah.
Because you don't know any different. That just becomes your thing.
It's just your thing.
Steer clear.
Uh-huh.
Someone else might have like a dog next door that barks.
And it's the same thing for my brother, too. It's like, I don't really feel bad for him because him being autistic is all he knows. That's his life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and that's why rich kids freak out when they don't get the right color car that they for their birthday. Because they don't know any other. Yeah. They don't know any other.
They don't know that you're like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
You know how people look down
on
you?
To us, they are. Yeah. But to them, it's just a normal problem.
Especially with a different Jewish school, and it was like richer.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the rich kids were richer.
Mm-hmm.
Jewish day school. It was in Potomac. And there was still some regular poor kids like me who had like a Datsun, a fucking old shitty Datsun to drive. Mm-hmm. But then like some
kids, where are you from?
Maryland, Silver Spring.
Did you mention that on stage? Because I had a feeling you were from... I thought you were going to say Maryland.
No, I just said all Jewish school.
Huh.
I was talking about Bernice Weigert.
Huh.
I don't think I did. Never noticed.
For some reason, I was thinking Maryland.
I am from Maryland. Hmm. Well, I don't know.
You probably told me that one time in the past, though. I forgot.
No idea.
Yeah.
But what was I saying? Fucking pot. What was I just saying?
Silver Spring, there were some poor kids at your school.
Oh, yeah. But there were some super rich kids, and this one girl got... This one girl, Marcy Oser, had her own Suburban, like a cool Suburban.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrong. I'm sorry. No? She had a BMW. She had a Mercedes.
Yeah.
She hit my friend Asher Epstein's Suburban.
Yeah.
And just crushed her hood.
Yeah.
And then somebody, like, she parked in the park. It was right around the corner from, like, the parking lot. And she parked in the parking lot. Somebody's like, hey, was your hood always like that? She started crying. Her dad dropped her off a Porsche to drive home that day. And it was like, ugh, you crash your Mercedes and someone drops you off a Porsche so you can... It was just so, like, annoying. This one girl got a new Saab,
mm-hmm.
The exact kind she wanted, mm-hmm. but there was no sunroof. And she was like, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with this crap.
Yeah.
And it was like, no one's going to have sympathy for you when you get to college or anywhere else.
Yeah.
We didn't have any then. We're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, an autistic kid, I guess, must be just like, whatever becomes your norm.
Yeah, if it's all you know.
Yeah, that is why those rich kids get upset. That is why those rich guys get upset, because they're just like, this is my deal.
Yeah. And that's why my mom doesn't... She works at my brother's school, and she doesn't really feel bad for the kids that are, like, severely handicapped, because it's all they know.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, if you... Like, you can't fly, so you don't miss not flying.
Right. Yeah, but fucking... Robin's looking...
Yeah, but if you went to Nebraska and everybody could fly...
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, this kind of... You know? Would you miss not flying?
No. There was an old episode of Buck Rogers.
Yeah.
That I barely remember, but somebody like would have super strength.
Yeah.
This one dude, because he was from a planet of super strong people.
Mm-hmm.
I remember cracking open like through a steel door
mm-hmm.
and unlocking the door from the inside. And he goes, on my planet, I'm considered a weakling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you definitely did the right thing by moving.
Yeah, right.
Because you're super cool now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is like that.
That's why I fuck so many retarded girls.
This is all they know.
Because I can do a magic trick. And they get all wet.
What? How'd you separate your thumbs?
By the way, my girlfriend's aunt wants to know where she can hear this podcast. So send me a link so I can,
she can hear it on iTunes, Stitcher, or my website.
Hated forever.
All right. It'll be up on Monday, probably, because I didn't organize myself and do one. And I have to leave for Minnesota tomorrow.
Yeah. What are you doing out there?
Do you have any road dates coming? I'm doing House of Comedy.
Cool. I'm doing Scranton on the 11th of February.
That's about the right time period. That's just Scranton, Pennsylvania. Where? You headlining? Have you started headlining yet?
No, I'm featuring. Okay. This is my first like road.
Good. How long have you been doing comedy?
5.5 years.
All right. That's about... There's no right path. I don't know. I was about to say that's about the right time, but it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
My friend Tony was bitching.
Oh, you're behind a little bit. So I felt like, why? Am I behind?
No, I said that's about... I was going to... I stopped myself because I was about...
I don't work the road, though. I'm not a... Yeah, I don't...
It took me 5.5 years to start doing any of that. And that's only because I had a friend take me with him.
And where were you? In L.A.?
In L.A. All L.A. time.
Yeah.
I got lucky because I had the comedy store, but otherwise...
Feels like the road's kind of a waste of time a little bit.
No.
Not that it's a waste of time, but...
It's a different stage. You get longer sets.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time if for development, if that's all you do.
Yeah.
You get some weird bad habits.
Right.
But you... Yeah, that yeah, with yeah. Time in New York or time in LA.
Yeah.
Where you get like a more hip, interesting crowd.
Yes.
The ones that are going to tell you and tell everybody the world that you're cool or not.
Mm-hmm.
Those people that hate Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
That's who decides who's cool.
Yeah. But I don't really miss doing the road. Like, I know I'll do it eventually.
Yeah, you will.
And then I'll have to work that muscle.
If you can do 25 minutes of comedy, it's more than the fucking 12 you get wherever.
Yeah.
If it's something to, it's worth more than two sets somewhere else. Once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Try all your bits together, figure out, like, but really, I guess all it's good for is learning how to do it again.
Yeah.
Geraldo talked about that, how, like, the road comedy was different than in-town comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they were just different beasts.
Yeah.
So where in Scranton are you going?
I don't know.
I probably have two listeners in Scranton.
It's some one-nighter.
All right.
And
but new stand-up
I'm
New York.
Doing some New York stuff. Let me check my... I have a flip phone, and I can't put any more dates into my calendar.
What, do you have an Envy? I used to have that.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah.
Oh, we have the new Envy.
It's a Samsung piece of garbage.
Samsung piece of garbage.
And then, wait. So on the 10th, I'm doing...
February 10th. Yeah?
Nothing. I got canceled.
Oh.
And then the 18th, I'll be in Washington.
I always have those in my book, too. I'm like, and did you just take it out right now?
And then they moved. No, they moved it. They moved it a week back. So now my February is empty. Wednesday the 1st, I'll be at the Yippie Museum in New York City.
Performing?
Yeah.
Wednesday the
1st? No, I'll just be checking
this
out.
This is coming out. This is probably coming out the 29th. What do you got?
Of February?
Yeah. Monday. I release one every Monday.
Oh.
Today's what? Tuesday? So it'll be 6 days. So, like, think about, like, 3 weeks from now. You have any big alternative
February.
Shows? Early March?
No. Yeah, I'm doing Big Terrific on the 29th.
Of February?
In New York City.
Where's Big Terrific?
I don't have it, but I'll book it. I'll tell them I promote it on your podcast.
Do a Google search of Big Terrific.
It's a Cameo bar at 8:30 in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Okay. Where? What is your... on Twitter?
Yeah.
What's your Twitter?
At Mike Racine.
R-E...
R-E-C-I-N-E.
Okay, Mike is Mike.
Yeah, M-I-K-E-R-E-C-I-N-E.
Okay, how many followers do you have? How long have you been on there?
I got like 475.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah, it's something.
When I had that many, I thought of it as like, imagine 475 people in a room listening to a joke that you're
yes.
writing.
Yes, yeah.
A fuckload of people. That's a big room.
Right. That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
But a lot of it's like the New York Diet Society or something.
Somebody's reading
the
it.
The New York.
Just follows everybody.
Yeah. It's like some crazy guy. It's a guy with like a foil hat and no shirt on his
picture. I got to like 500 or something, people are like, ooh, you have a lot of fun.
How many do you have?
I have more. I have like 25,000, 28,000.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. But even
how long did it take you to get that many?
I don't know. I've been doing it for a few years.
Yeah.
Mostly it's just appearance on podcasts so people can like
get
a computer set or in front of a computer while they're listening.
Uh-huh.
Like they've got some G4, I'll have like millions.
Mm-hmm.
Where like George Lopez has probably like 86 people.
Yeah.
Even though he's way more famous than them.
Yeah.
The
last time I was here, I met the booker of Lopez Tonight and she was like, it's my mission to get you on the show. And then the fucking show got canceled.
Mission not accomplished.
Yeah, I know. You scum.
She couldn't do it. You got canceled.
You pig.
It wasn't her fault. Latinos don't watch TV. They're busy wrestling for their jobs.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, man.
Yeah, well, you said it, not me.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm allowed. They know I'm joking.
All right.
You have anything else to add about growing up with an autistic brother?
No, it was cool.
What story? Were there any other stories you wanted to tell that you didn't get to?
No, don't hit him because you'll feel really bad if you have one. And
you wrote me a bunch of these stories.
Oh yeah, I did.
We used to get dirty looks from people. We take them to church.
We covered that.
Special Olympics is really boring.
Covered that.
One time I hit him.
Yeah.
Oh, this is. People are like, what are you writing? Like nothing. Don't look at it. Just ignore it. It's about somebody who has problems. Sometimes when I talk about him on stage, people get offended.
We did that.
Oh, and sometimes my other brother and I would fight over who to wipe his ass.
We did that.
And it's impossible to wipe someone's ass without getting shit on your hands. Yep. All right. Fucking
all right.
Complete, man.
Mission accomplished.
Thanks very much for coming over.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank your wife or your aunt for giving you your car. And that's it.
Cool. Racine out.
Okay, what you have to picture is like a really lo-fi home video of people kicking each other's ass in wetsuits, okay? And at the end, when you do the part that's spoken, imagine us as tiny Korean children.
Take Jimmy's self-defense, and he'll